File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
A wintry mix in our forecast for today. Snow, freezing rain, and sleet as well. Less than a tenth of an inch of accumulation is expected, and blustery winds out there, so you might have reduced visibility as you make your way through the state today. On the overnight tonight, 1 to 3 inches of new snow accumulation is anticipated, and we'll see a little snow on Sunday morning as well.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look, doll. This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Crash landing indeed, Shane Holmes, in the most literal sense. Welcome everyone and welcome in. Shane Holmes here as we look down Matt's side here from Centerville. The Coach's Corner taking its show on the road as we begin the journey to the well, the final journey to the well, the Wells Fargo, the site of the 25 edition of the state wrestling tournament. And today, Shane, you're earning tickets to one of ESPN's top 100 sporting events, but you got to get it done today, and we're going to cover all of it here in Southern Iowa, the Outlaws of Wrestling.
Yeah, and you know, when you think of Iowa, you think of wrestling, and definitely high school wrestling, and ESPN really covered us, Sports Illustrated covered us well with that sport, and wow, this is one of my favorite events to cover because this is the event that gets you to the event.
Absolutely, and it's all in line. These two mats that are sitting in front of us here, and you'll be able to watch on Albia.tv. Thunder TV is where you're going to want to get to because we're going to have Wrestling Central today. Is Joe Millage is going to be over in Pleasantville. He'll be manning Football Central. I knew I'd say that, Shane. Jacob Briggs, we went through this last night, and we knew that I'd be talking about Football Central. But no, this is now wrestling season. Wrestling Central. Jacob Briggs will man the board back at the KIC studios. We're going to have Jason Stewart and Jamie Brockman on location over in Ballard, Oskaloosa, and Sheraton over there. Pleasantville, where Joe Millage will be helping coordinate Wrestling Central. And we're going to have a couple of ladies bring in the coverage.
Awesome.
In Class 1A. Today from Pleasantville. And then over in Williamsburg, Pat Powers will be over there in Knoxville and Eddyville in that district. And it's kind of nice to be able to see these South Central Conference teams, these teams that we're going to be covering, kind of be separated around. It's going to allow us to have, you know, more opportunities for the kids that we're going to be covering throughout the state tournament, those opportunities.
And it's great for us. We get to cover more kids from our area and don't get them all lumped up into one district here. So great way to set it up.
Well, we will come back. We'll give you a rundown of who we're going to be bringing coverage here from Centerville and this district alignment as we get everything put together here. The start time today has been pushed back, though, due to the weather. And by the way, the roads down here, Shane, were pretty decent. Kind of a crazy journey I've had today. You know, today actually started at 12:01, Shane.
Yeah.
And my day started at 12:01.
I will say you started with the best of intentions
yes.
to stay the night in Centerville and get here early, but as every week shows us, we got to throw a little bit of a wrench.
Oh, yeah, there's got to be a wrench in the mix. We'll talk about that. Not that you need to know my stories, but there are stories. There's always stories. But we right now, we're looking at the weigh-ins are getting in. The guys are now checking in, and we're watching the weigh-ins take place right in front of us. And, boy, that's one of the nerve-wracking parts to all of this is the weigh-in. You know, making sure you're going to weigh in, and you know all that stress. Imagine an entire season, all the off season, all the work that goes in, and suddenly it comes down to a scale, and whether or not you can even participate.
Not even a season. How many years some of these guys?
Correct.
Have put
yeah,
in
and, yeah. And you're, this is your senior year, and you're you don't want your final weigh-in to be your final weigh-in, if you know what I mean.
And boy, these guys have worked so hard; they're not going to let it come up short with the weigh-in, but.
They're going fast. It's really
a little relief after you see that skill in your favor.
Pretty cool. They're going quickly here, getting the weigh in. Again, 10:30 is our modified start time. We'll come back here in a second. I see TZ's in the house. Travis Apple's going to join the broadcast. And you're listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. We'll come back live to Centerville. But it's Wrestling Central today as we begin our journey, the journey to Wells Fargo Arena next week. A week from today, we'll be talking about champions, crowning champions in one short week. And you're going to be on the ride. That is the Coach's Corner. Stay right here.
People tend to describe farmers as steady and hardworking, but we're also the riskiest gamblers out there. As a farmer, my livelihood depends on the weather. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance to protect my equipment, livestock, and everything else. My local agent lives right in my community and is here for me, no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative is proud to announce that Anna C., their communications coordinator and executive assistant, has graduated from the 2024 Cooperative Leadership in Iowa program, also known as CLIP. CLIP is a prestigious year-long program designed for emerging leaders in the cooperative industry, providing participants with a comprehensive schedule of in-person, virtual, and on-demand training sessions, focusing on cultivating leadership skills and deepening the understanding of cooperative roles and responsibilities. CVEC congratulates Anna C. and all the graduates of the 2024 CLIP program.
At Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at C1st, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
Albia Ford is turning up the heat. For a limited time, slide into a brand new Ford for just $1 over invoice. No haggling, no hassle, just smooth savings. That's less than your morning coffee or that mystery meat hot dog from the gas station last week. We know. You need a fresh ride, car, truck, SUV, just $1 over invoice. Don't snooze on this deal. It's gone in a snap. Glide on down to Albia Ford right on Highway 5 and, oh yeah, right on the money.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
When it comes to financing your operation, you want to deal with someone who knows agriculture. Our loan officers are experienced in ag lending. Get your ag loans here. First Iowa State Bank, your employee-owned community bank. Member FDIC.
At U.S. Cellular, get the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus on us. No trade-in needed. And stay a step ahead with Galaxy AI, including you, misunderstood texter.
Why do people think I'm so frustrated?
Well, your last text said, "Where are you?" in all caps.
That's not frustrated. That's efficient.
Galaxy AI gives you helpful tips before you need it, with friendlier options like, just checking in, are you on your way?
Wow, I'm so polite now.
Stay a step ahead and get the Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on us. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Are you a saver or a spender? Either way, we have you covered at Community First Credit Union with two great reward checking options. Our checking accounts are about money in your pocket, not points you'll never use. Simply meet monthly qualifications to get your rewards and unlimited nationwide ATM fee refunds. And no matter what happens, there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Switch to CFirst today and let us reward you, because at CFirst, together is better. Rules and qualifications apply. CFirst is federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
It's District Saturday. Welcome back in. Welcome back into the Coach's Corner. Yes, indeed. We are crash landed and live on location down in Centerville, where Shane Holmes, Travis Appen, and I will bring you this district. For coverage of Class 2A. But hey, that's just the beginning of the footprint that all of you know is the largest footprint of wrestling in the state of Iowa, as we've got Wrestling Central up and going. And four different locations we're bringing it all to you: Pleasantville, Ballard, Williamsburg, and of course right here in Centerville. And then we'll keep our eyes on the rest of the state as we move on this very important Saturday. But Manning Wrestling Central this morning is Joe Millage back at the KIIC studios as Jacob Briggs. But Joe, we've got you out and about, and you're helping a couple of ladies bring boys wrestling.
That's right, Jason. We are live here in Pleasantville for Class 1A District. I don't know. I've been counting this up. I think I've been to this district for maybe the last 8 years. Yeah. I don't know. I love coming over here. Yeah. It's a great setup, and this gym will be packed. But, yeah, maybe a first for Thunder Country, an all-female broadcast crew. And I hope they don't mind me saying that, but we have a couple of celebrities with us today. They're going to be on the call on this stream. And again, you can find all of our streams at thundercountry.tv, thundercountry.tv. And if you got a Roku or an Amazon Fire big screen, you can download our app for free and get it on your big screen TVs. Just search for Thunder Country. But I want to bring in state champ Brianna Utterback, and this is year number two for you helping us out over here.
Yeah, I'm just glad to be back.
Now, yesterday you said, "Hey, Joe, I'm gonna be coming in with the team for weigh-ins. So if you need help carrying stuff in, you just let me know." But when I got in here, you had quite the limp. I wasn't gonna let you carry anything in.
Yeah, we're dealing with some issues, but it is what it is. We're gonna go get it figured out and be back to wrestling shortly.
And that happened at your state championship meet, right?
I believe so.
Give us up for now,
and this was your second year. You had a lot of fun last year. Anything that you're looking for out of this year?
Just to see some good wrestling. Basically, just wanting to see who makes it to state and who doesn't.
And that is really what today is. It's Separation Saturday, because we're separating. You've got to get first or second place in each one of these weight classes to be able to move on. Now, Macy Little is joining us from North Mahaska, also a wrestler. Tell me a little bit about you and your career this year.
I didn't make the state like I wanted to, but I did good overall this season, so I'm happy about that.
Now, what do you think about this broadcasting gig? I mean, nervous, or this is going to be fun, right?
I'm a little nervous, but I'm excited. I think it'll be fun.
Very good. Now, tell me a little bit about North Mahaska's wrestlers that are coming over here today, and what kind of a team they're sporting this year.
They're doing pretty good on their season. We have three predicted from the I Wrestle prediction, so I'm hoping we can send more.
Very good. Well, Jason, these fine ladies are going to bring it all to us here at 10 o'clock. We'll probably go on maybe just a little bit before 10 o'clock. But again, all four sites you can watch live at thundercountry.tv. There's all kinds of ways you can get us: Roku, Amazon Fire, big screens, by downloading the Thunder Country app for free. Watch for free. And, you know, if the technology gods are shining on us brightly today, we'll hopefully do all right.
Well, we're going to need a little shining.
The
roads are a little slick. How were they getting over to Pleasantville?
To Pleasantville. Yeah, roads were a little slick, and maybe some teams that had to do things a little bit differently. So Sheraton didn't know if they were going to Ballard today. Yeah. So Tim Millage over at Sheraton, they packed up the buses and they headed to Ankeny last night, and they stayed overnight just to make sure, because that meet in Ballard was going on regardless of what whether or not all the teams could make it. So some teams had to make some other plans. I'm sure they're not the only ones.
Well, that's just it. You know, Travis Apple's going to join us here from Centerville, Shane Holmes. That's just it. As I was looking at, hey, you know, this weather was coming in. If this gets canceled or postponed, you know, you're going to be forced to wrestle on a Sunday. I don't know if that's even allowed. And so then if the weather's like it can be in the state of Iowa, then, and you don't make it Sunday, the state wrestling tournament in Wells Fargo Arena is booked for Wednesday no matter what. Right.
The Nikes, they stayed here in town last night. I don't know if you've seen them there out at the Super 8 this morning on your way into town, but the West Burlington Notre Dame Nikes, they stayed here in town last night.
And that's what Joe said. That I don't know if you heard that, because Sheraton drove to Ankeny and stayed overnight, because it's likely these are going to be going on regardless if the teams can make it. Correct. And wouldn't that be horrific? You know, you're the coach, and your athletes get over. Or you got to this point where they're potential qualifiers and you can't even make it to the district meet. But it would have been a dilemma for the state. You know, it's like in that short window of time, there's no time for makeups. You know, people have to make reservations for Des Moines. So if this would have got pushed to Monday,
And then you're short on short time, you know, between Monday and Wednesday.
Wednesday.
So, find a way.
Travis, buddy, you've spent a lot of the year down along those mats.
Yeah, it's been a nice season this year.
Well, tell everyone what you're doing while you've always hung around the mat, but this time you not around the mat. You've been on the mat. You've been on the mat as more than probably any wrestler in this place.
Yeah, I took on the role of officiating 3 years ago is when I started. And this year I decided to take a little more than a full schedule. I officiated 37 events this winter. And I didn't really start until basically the weekend of Thanksgiving.
Wow.
I was busy most of November with harvest, of course, and didn't get a chance to get on the mats. But seen a lot of good wrestling in South Central and Southeast Iowa this year, and I'll tell you, we're in for some really good wrestling here today. I've seen a lot of these kids. I've been around a lot of them all season. I've been around a lot of the coaches all season, and really looking forward to seeing what they got today.
Well, all of you are going to be able to watch it as well, Facebook, along with ThunderCountry.tv, where you'll be able to catch all the different locations, Pleasantville, Ballard, Williamsburg, and, of course, Centerville. We'll come back here in a second, and we'll be going live here in a few minutes on the video as well, folks. 10:30, let's wrestle, because they've moved it back a half an hour to allow some accommodations, people getting here. And the good news, I think all the teams are here. We had the weigh-ins just a moment ago, Shane. I don't know if there's any mysteries there. We'll find out here. We'll try to catch up with the coaches here in just a few moments. We'll take a time out. We'll come back to the Coach's Corner. It's District Saturday as we're handing out that golden ticket to Wells Fargo Arena next week. And the journey to the well all begins on this Saturday.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message for our sponsors.
Save big during Menards' Race to Savings Sale. An 8-pack of 100-watt equivalent LED light bulbs is just $3.99. 76-count Tide laundry pods, only $16.99. Dots Homestyle Pretzels are just $4.99. Plus, buy a 10-pack of Bird Suet Cakes for just $8.99 and get a Suet Cake feeder free. These great deals won't last long, so save today. Plus, sign up for Menards' emails to get more big savings right to your inbox.
Save big money at Menards.
People tend to describe farmers as steady and hardworking, but we're also the riskiest gamblers out there. As a farmer, my livelihood depends on the weather. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to protect my equipment, livestock, and everything else. My local agent lives right in my community and is here for me, no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative is proud to announce that Anna C., their communications coordinator and executive assistant, has graduated from the 2024 Cooperative Leadership in Iowa program, also known as CLIP. CLIP is a prestigious year-long program designed for emerging leaders in the cooperative industry, providing participants with a comprehensive schedule of in-person, virtual, and on-demand training sessions, focusing on cultivating leadership skills and deepening the understanding of cooperative roles and responsibilities. CVEC congratulates Anna C. and all the graduates of the 2024 CLIP program.
At Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at CFirst, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
Albia Ford is turning up the heat. For a limited time, slide into a brand new Ford for just $1 over invoice. No haggling, no hassle, just smooth savings. That's less than your morning coffee or that mystery meat hot dog from the gas station last week. We know. You need a fresh ride, car, truck, SUV, just $1 over invoice. Don't snooze on this deal. It's gone in a snap. Glide on down to Albia Ford right on Highway 5 and, oh yeah, right on the money.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
When it comes to financing your operation, you want to deal with someone who knows agriculture. Our loan officers are experienced in ag lending. Get your ag loans here. First Iowa State Bank, your employee-owned community bank. Member FDIC.
At U.S. Cellular, get the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus on us. No trade-in needed. And stay a step ahead with Galaxy AI, including you, misunderstood texter.
Why do people think I'm so frustrated?
Well, your last text said, "Where are you?" in all caps.
That's not frustrated. That's efficient.
Galaxy AI gives you helpful tips before you need it, with friendlier options like, just checking in, are you on your way?
Wow, I'm so polite now.
Stay a step ahead and get the Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on us. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Are you a saver or a spender? Either way, we have you covered at Community First Credit Union with two great reward checking options. Our checking accounts are about money in your pocket, not points you'll never use. Simply meet monthly qualifications to get your rewards and unlimited nationwide ATM fee refunds. And no matter what happens, there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Switch to CFirst today and let us reward you, because at CFirst, together is better. Rules and qualifications apply. CFirst is federally insured by the NCUA.
Save big during Menards Race to Savings Sale. An 8-pack of 100-watt equivalent LED light bulbs is just $3.99. 76-count Tide Laundry Pods, only $16.99. Dots Homestyle Pretzels are just $4.99. Plus, buy a 10-pack of Bird Suet Cakes for just $8.99 and get a suet cake feeder free. These great deals won't last long, so save today. Plus, sign up for Menards emails to get more big savings right to your inbox.
Save big money at Menards.
People tend to describe farmers as steady and hardworking, but we're also the riskiest gamblers out there. As a farmer, my livelihood depends on the weather. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to protect my equipment, livestock, and everything else. My local agent lives right in my community and is here for me, no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative is proud to announce that Anna C., their communications coordinator and executive assistant, has graduated from the 2024 Cooperative Leadership in Iowa program, also known as CLIP. CLIP is a prestigious year-long program designed for emerging leaders in the cooperative industry, providing participants with a comprehensive schedule of in-person, virtual, and on-demand training sessions, focusing on cultivating leadership skills and deepening the understanding of cooperative roles and responsibilities. CVEC congratulates Anna C. and all the graduates of the 2024 CLIP program.
At Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at CFirst, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
Albia Ford is turning up the heat. For a limited time, slide into a brand new Ford for just $1 over invoice. No haggling, no hassle, just smooth savings. That's less than your morning coffee or that mystery meat hot dog from the gas station last week. We know. You need a fresh ride, car, truck, SUV, just $1 over invoice. Don't snooze on this deal. It's gone in a snap. Glide on down to Albia Ford right on Highway 5 and, oh yeah, right on the money.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process, located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
High atop Albia Square, looking out all over southern Iowa. KIIC Albia.
Welcome back into Coach's Corner as we're on District Saturday. And Wrestling Central being opened up here as we take the journey to Wells Fargo Arena. Next week, the state tournament. All that beginning... again, a day earlier, as we will begin on Wednesday bringing all the coverage. But right now, it's Determination Saturday. Who's going to earn that golden ticket? And we've got this site here in Centerville firmly fixed. But also, you can catch all the action over in Ballard. And Jason Stewart, who is going to bring you a part of all that coverage along with Jamie Brockman. Jason, welcome in, buddy. This is a big, big Saturday. And a lot of drama to be unfolded on the mats that you're about to witness here this morning and this afternoon.
Hey, good morning, Jason. It's good to be with you here on Thunder Country, the Thunder Country family, right? Tremendous wrestling coverage, as all of Southern Iowa expects. And we've made our way up to Ballard, and we are getting ready. You can feel it, the anticipation starting to ramp up, the intensities starting to pick up here at 9:30 here in Ballard. They're going to have a 10 o'clock start. They just stayed right with the original schedule here, and so teams made adjustments to make sure they was here. Weigh-ins are done. I see brackets are starting to come out by some of the fans, and so those are being devoured by the wrestling fans, but we are just about set here at District Number 1 in Ballard.
All right, Jason, if you don't mind, maybe give us a breakdown of some of the teams that make up the Ballard District and of course, the teams that you guys are going to be fixated on.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, the host team is Ballard. The Sheraton Chargers are here. Mount Vernon, Nevada, the Oskaloosa Indians, and Jamie Brockman will be joining us. Of course, he is the voice of the Oskaloosa Indians on IndiansNetwork.tv. He'll be joining us. But Oskaloosa here, PCM, Seidel, and Van Meter. And so it makes up a pretty competitive District Number 1 here in Class 2A. Several wrestlers here today have been ranked during the season. Mount Vernon has a couple of strong wrestlers, Van Meter, PCM, and of course Ballard, the home team, with ranked wrestlers also. So it should be a pretty good day here Saturday, Selection Saturday, and there's no selection to it. You earn your way to Wells Fargo next week.
That's Jason Stewart. He'll be joined with Jamie Brockman. They're in Ballard, and we'll bounce around. But you can make all those choices. Simply download the Thunder Country TV app on your Roku or Fire Stick, and you just simply go out or go to thundercountry.tv. Click on the broadcast you want to watch, and with today's technology, Shane Holmes, you can have three or four, all of them, up on your screen, multiple screens.
Yep, just go to the Thunder Country app, and they're all right there for you.
Well, folks, we're going to be here for you all this Saturday and, of course, throughout the state wrestling tournament. We'll come back and we'll try to catch up with Joe Millage once again. He's on location in Pleasantville, Manning Wrestling Central. Also going to check in with Pat Powers. He's over in Williamsburg, and we'll get his perspective. And then we'll bring Jamie Brockman in as well and talk a little bit about his view from Ballard as well as we bring you this exclusive wrestling coverage on this special edition of the Coach's Corner. When I come back, I'm going to break down some different brackets, some basketball brackets, because yes, indeed, we're in the postseason, and it all begins tonight, and we too will have all that coverage for you as we come back here to the Coach's Corner, the Fast Hour on All Radio, blowing right by.
When it comes to financing your operation, you want to deal with someone who knows agriculture. Our loan officers are experienced in ag lending. Get your ag loans here. First Iowa State Bank, your employee-owned community bank. Member FDIC.
At U.S. Cellular, get the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus on us. No trade-in needed. And stay a step ahead with Galaxy AI, including you, misunderstood texter.
Why do people think I'm so frustrated?
Well, your last text said, "Where are you?" in all caps.
That's not frustrated. That's efficient.
Galaxy AI gives you helpful tips before you need it, with friendlier options like, just checking in, are you on your way?
Wow, I'm so polite now.
Stay a step ahead and get the Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on us. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Are you a saver or a spender? Either way, we have you covered at Community First Credit Union with two great reward checking options. Our checking accounts are about money in your pocket, not points you'll never use. Simply meet monthly qualifications to get your rewards and unlimited nationwide ATM fee refunds. And no matter what happens, there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Switch to CFirst today and let us reward you, because at CFirst, together is better. Rules and qualifications apply. CFirst is federally insured by the NCUA.
Say big during Menards' Race to Savings Sale. An 8-pack of 100-watt equivalent LED light bulbs is just $3.99. 76-count Tide laundry pots, only $16.99. Dots Homestyle Pretzels are just $4.99. Plus, buy a 10-pack of Bird Suet Cakes for just $8.99 and get a Suet Cake Feeder free. These great deals won't last long, so save today. Plus, sign up for Menards' emails to get more big savings right to your inbox.
Save big money at Menards.
People tend to describe farmers as steady and hardworking, but we're also the riskiest gamblers out there. As a farmer, my livelihood depends on the weather. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance to protect my equipment, livestock, and everything else. My local agent lives right in my community and is here for me, no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative is proud to announce that Anna C., their communications coordinator and executive assistant, has graduated from the 2024 Cooperative Leadership in Iowa program, also known as CLIP. CLIP is a prestigious year-long program designed for emerging leaders in the cooperative industry, providing participants with a comprehensive schedule of in-person, virtual, and on-demand training sessions, focusing on cultivating leadership skills and deepening the understanding of cooperative roles and responsibilities. CVEC congratulates Anna C. and all the graduates of the 2024 CLIP program.
At Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at CFirst, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
Albia Ford is turning up the heat. For a limited time, slide into a brand new Ford for just $1 over invoice. No haggling, no hassle, just smooth savings. That's less than your morning coffee or that mystery meat hot dog from the gas station last week. We know. You need a fresh ride, car, truck, SUV, just $1 over invoice. Don't snooze on this deal. It's gone in a snap. Glide on down to Albia Ford right on Highway 5 and, oh yeah, right on the money.
Welcome back into the Coach's Corner live from Centerville. 10:30 start here for district action. But it's the big weekend as we get into February. It is the postseason, and it's not just a big day for those who are trying to get it done on the mat. But when those mats are taken down, like they will be here later this afternoon, then the basketball court will be taken over by the ladies. And the guys will join them in the postseason here as well. But Joe Millage, manning Wrestling Central. Man, this is the busiest time of year. We've got wrestling, and it's the postseason.
I can't think of a busier time of the sports season for high school than basketball and wrestling. You're exactly right. So we've got basketball games last night, tonight, and all next week. And next week, of course, the state wrestling tournament. So when you are fortunate enough to have a big crew that can fan out and cover all of that, then you cover it. And that's what we've done. So tonight, as soon as you guys hang up the headsets there in Centerville, we leave all the equipment there because Sheraton is coming to play Centerville in postseason cup action right there in Centerville. So first round of boys basketball. And Tim Millage will be coming down to be on the call because Jason Stewart, who normally does those games, isn't going to be able to hightail it from Ballard and be able to hit a game in Centerville. But we will cover that. And you're exactly right. Basketball postseason, wrestling postseason, it's all underway. We are live right now in Pleasantville where it's Class 1A. It's District 8. And we've got a bevy of wrestlers here. And we just received the bout sheets a little bit ago. So we know that Brianna and Macy are looking over those right now to kind of see what the matchups are looking like, see if we can see any surprises. Did somebody miss weight or somebody not feeling well today, those kinds of things. That's what we're looking over right now as we speak. But in this Class 1A District 8 here at Pleasantville, you've got West Branch. They bring in 13 wrestlers today. Pleasantville has 12. North Mahaska with 12. Baxter with 8. Colfax Mingo with 8. And Pekin is here as well as Van Buren. And of course, Sigourney Keota. So all those wrestlers will be bringing to you. I know I didn't get all the teams, but we will be covering all the teams. And of course, you can watch this one live. If you go to thundercountry.tv and pick the Pleasantville Class 1A District 8 matchup. So yeah, it is a busy day. We're live here in Pleasantville. We're live in Centerville with Class 2A. And we're live up in Ballard, as you heard a little bit earlier. And we're live in Williamsburg. And we're going to hear a little bit later from Pat Powers. Jason, that's the report right now. Wrestlers are on the mats. They're warming up. We're waiting for the clear the mats call when they get ready for national anthem. And we will be underway hot and heavy here at 10 a.m.
J.K. Holmes here. We got the same situation here in Centerville, cleaning the mats, and we got moved up a little bit to 10:30 just to allow some people to get here. But we got a full day of action getting ready to take place today.
Yeah, it makes me kind of wonder too if some other districts made a few changes in plans. So you're right. Your district moved the clock back 30 minutes. Moved weigh-ins back 30 minutes and just allowed a little extra time for people to navigate the roads. The weather forecasters, while they hit right on the money, the storm that we had earlier in the week, they have had had trouble with this one. We don't know if we're getting rain, freezing rain, snow, and all of those different items are probably possible across the state today. The district in Hamilton was actually moved to yesterday. They wrestled yesterday up in Hamilton, and we were a little bit nervous that, boy, if you start moving these to Fridays, I'm not sure what we're going to be able to hit. But fortunately, all of our districts are still right on time, Shane.
Yeah, and, you know, kudos to all the school districts for doing what they can to get it done because, boy, you just don't want these kids that work so hard to all their lives to come to this point and have it ruined by Mother Nature. But great job by everybody.
Yeah, now, I'm not there in Centerville. All the teams made it there, as far as you know?
As far as we know, yes. Yeah, we haven't heard likewise. So no news is good news on something like that. So, Travis said earlier, we've seen all the West Burlington school buses at the local hotel here. So good thinking by them.
Yeah, and we mentioned earlier in the show, Sheraton did the same thing as they just decided to make sure that they were in in the vicinity and didn't have any issues because that event in Ballard was going on one way or the other.
Well, great news there. And tell us a little bit about this for people just joining us. We kind of have a new crew starting in 1A. Can you come back and tell us a little bit about that today?
Yeah, we've got state champ Brianna Utterback. She joined us last year helping with the call in Pleasantville and had so much fun. She said, I want to do that again. So recently crowned, what was it, a week ago, state champ Brianna Utterback, three-time state girls champion. And also Macy Little from North Mahaska, wrestles in North Mahaska. It's an all-female crew up here. And again, you can watch that at thundercountry.tv and just click on the Pleasantville feed. We'll be going live here in about 10 minutes or so and let everybody get dialed in on what's going on. So let's do this. I know Pat Powers is waiting in the wings coming up here in a little bit. Let's take it to a break. And when we come back, Jason will have Pat Powers as they bring all the action from Williamsburg, Class 2A District going on up there, and a full crew with Clayton and Jim and others. That's when we return to the Coach's Corner and the Wrestling Outlaws here at Thunder Country, KIIC.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
When it comes to financing your operation, you want to deal with someone who knows agriculture. Our loan officers are experienced in ag lending. Get your ag loans here. First Iowa State Bank, your employee-owned community bank. Member FDIC.
At U.S. Cellular, get the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus on us. No trade-in needed. And stay a step ahead with Galaxy AI, including you, misunderstood texter.
Why do people think I'm so frustrated?
Well, your last text said, "Where are you?" in all caps.
That's not frustrated. That's efficient.
Galaxy AI gives you helpful tips before you need it, with friendlier options like, just checking in, are you on your way?
Wow, I'm so polite now.
Stay a step ahead and get the Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on us. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Are you a saver or a spender? Either way, we have you covered at Community First Credit Union with two great reward checking options. Our checking accounts are about money in your pocket, not points you'll never use. Simply meet monthly qualifications to get your rewards and unlimited nationwide ATM fee refunds. And no matter what happens, there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Switch to CFirst today and let us reward you, because at CFirst, together is better. Rules and qualifications apply. CFirst is federally insured by the NCUA.
Save big during Menards' Race to Savings Sale. An 8-pack of 100-watt equivalent LED light bulbs is just $3.99. 76-count Tide Laundry Pods, only $16.99. Dots Homestyle Pretzels are just $4.99. Plus, buy a 10-pack of Bird Suet Cakes for just $8.99 and get a suet cake feeder free. These great deals won't last long, so save today. Plus, sign up for Menards' emails to get more big savings right to your inbox.
Save big money at Menards.
From high atop Albia Square, looking out all over southern Iowa, KIIC Albia.
1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2.
Thunder Country, KIIIC.
One,
we are
two.
Live
one, two.
On Thunder Country, KIIIC.
This one here works.
We are live here
batteries
in Pleasantville.
They're dead.
And we're hearing our audio coming out of Centerville right now, as they continue to work to get things set up there in Centerville. If folks are listening there in Centerville, if you could mute your mics, we'd appreciate that. We're here in Pleasantville getting ready for Class 1A District 7. I said 8 earlier. It's District 7, where we've got Al Burnett bringing 14 wrestlers, BGM 12, Sigourney Kyoto has 11 wrestlers today, Waco Wayland 7, Cardinal Community 10 wrestlers here, Van Buren has 10, Wapello 9, Iowa Valley Marengo has 12, North Mahaska with 12 wrestlers, and Pleasantville 12 wrestlers as well. But this is not the only district we're covering here at Class 1A here in Pleasantville. We're also covering Class 2A in Ballard and in Centerville, but one place we are is up Right on Interstate 80, it's Williamsburg, and our own Pat Powers and his crew of Wrestling Outlaws are there. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning indeed, Joe. We were able to get here and stay out of the ditches, and that was a good thing, and we got set up. And we are live in Williamsburg for the Class 2A District 12, as the Rockets are going to be here competing. And I don't know if you want to call this off to a great start or not, but we've got six wrestlers that have already had buys, and they will move on to the next round, which happens to be the semifinals. So things are looking very good for the Rockets here as we get ready for this presentation on EBF.TV.
Yeah, you can go to EBF.TV. You can go to all of our streams are all in one place at ThunderCountry.TV. We try to make it so easy you can find us about anywhere, but ThunderCountry.TV, EBF.TV for that Williamsburg one specifically. All of them are up on ThunderCountry.TV. But, Pat, any issues or challenges with the weather, either for your team or for the crew? We do understand some teams ended up traveling last night, getting hotels and staying in the vicinity so that they could make sure and get there today. Sheraton is one example of that. They stayed in Ankeny last night because Ballard was happening regardless, that tournament there. Any issues on your end?
Excellent question. No, we got here, which was probably around 8 o'clock. The schools had already gotten here, so they beat us to the punch. And Clayton made it with no problems. Sidney Boland made it here as well with no problems. And I was able to lug along Jim Yeager to run the camera action. So we're in good shape. We got a bird's eye view. We're high atop the area here, the gymnasium, in our Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth. And we're excited to bring this district wrestling action. The top two kids, you know this, Joe, they get to go to the state tournament, which happens next week.
Absolutely. We look at the first and second, the first place winner, the runner up, and sometimes you kind of take a peek at that third place winner just in case something happens, somebody gets ill, and that's the time of the year that we're in. But one thing I'm noticing here in Pleasantville, and I don't know if you're noticing it in Williamsburg, but the stands are not as full as I kind of expected them, and I don't know, again, if weather is maybe keeping some folks away. They'll be more reliant on our streams today, probably, but this gym has not filled in as much as maybe it has in the past, but we're still about 10 minutes out from a start here at Pleasantville in Class 1A. Again, where we'll have Albernette, BGM, Sigourney Kyoto, Waco, Cardinal, Van Buren wrestlers, Wapello, Iowa Valley, Marengo, North Mahaska, and Pleasantville. Pat, give me the rundown of the teams that made it to Williamsburg.
Well, you've got Washington here, you got Mid Prairie, you got Knoxville, and of course, EBF. Williamsburg, the host, is going to be here, as well as the Mediapolis and Solon. So that's going to be a lot of activity going on with the groups here in this neighborhood. So, gosh, there's, of course, it's bigger schools than what you're talking about, that 2A action. EBF is going to try to flex their muscles as they go through this district action. And I got to tell you, it's going to be a fight to the finish. There's just no two ways about it.
All right. Well, we know that you guys are underway at 10 o'clock there, so we need to tear you loose and get on the air there. We are at 10 o'clock start here in Pleasantville, so we're going to have to. I'm going to have to break free from this radio broadcast so that we can get on the air here. And again, for the folks that are watching at Centerville District, they've moved back to 10:30 start. 10:30 start in Centerville for Class 2A there. So if you don't see any action right away, it's not necessarily technical difficulties. It's more likely that they're starting at 10:30. They moved everything
it's
back
like
to
Christmas.
On account of
it's
the weather.
Coming. It's like Christmas.
All right. Thank you very much, Pat. And I'll just do a quick shout out to the crew in Centerville and see if they're ready to take things back over as we get ready to start our streams here in Pleasantville and Williamsburg and Ballard. Anybody there in Centerville? All right, hearing none, we will go to break, and when we come back, we'll head back down to Centerville. You are listening to the Wrestling Outlaws, live wrestling coverage here on Thunder Country, KIIC. We're back in just a little bit, heading down to Centerville after this timeout.
People tend to describe farmers as steady and hardworking, but we're also the riskiest gamblers out there. As a farmer, my livelihood depends on the weather. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance to protect my equipment, livestock, and everything else. My local agent lives right in my community and is here for me, no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative is proud to announce that Anna C., their communications coordinator and executive assistant, has graduated from the 2024 Cooperative Leadership in Iowa program, also known as CLIP. CLIP is a prestigious year-long program designed for emerging leaders in the cooperative industry, providing participants with a comprehensive schedule of in-person, virtual, and on-demand training sessions, focusing on cultivating leadership skills and deepening the understanding of cooperative roles and responsibilities. CVEC congratulates Anna C. and all the graduates of the 2024 CLIP program.
At Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at CFirst, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
Albia Ford is turning up the heat. For a limited time, slide into a brand new Ford for just $1 over invoice. No haggling, no hassle, just smooth savings. That's less than your morning coffee. Or that mystery meat hot dog from the gas station last week. We know. You need a fresh ride, car, truck, SUV? Just $1 over invoice. Don't snooze on this deal. It's gone in a snap. Glide on down to Albia Ford, right on Highway 5, and oh yeah, right on the money.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process, located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
When it comes to financing your operation, you want to deal with someone who knows agriculture. Our loan officers are experienced in ag lending. Get your ag loans here. First Iowa State Bank, your employee-owned community bank. Member FDIC.
At U.S. Cellular, get the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus on us. No trade-in needed. And stay a step ahead with Galaxy AI, including you, misunderstood texter.
Why do people think I'm so frustrated?
Well, your last text said, "Where are you?" in all caps.
That's not frustrated. That's efficient.
Galaxy AI gives you helpful tips before you need it, with friendlier options like, just checking in, are you on your way?
Wow, I'm so polite now.
Stay a step ahead and get the Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on us. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Are you a saver or a spender? Either way, we have you covered at Community First Credit Union with two great reward checking options. Our checking accounts are about money in your pocket, not points you'll never use. Simply meet monthly qualifications to get your rewards and unlimited nationwide ATM fee refunds. And no matter what happens, there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Switch to CFirst today and let us reward you, because at CFirst, together is better. Rules and qualifications apply. CFirst is federally insured by the NCUA.
Save big during Menards Race to Savings Sale. An 8-pack of 100-watt equivalent LED light bulbs is just $3.99. 76-count Tide laundry pots, only $16.99. Dots Homestyle Pretzels are just $4.99. Plus, buy a 10-pack of Bird Suet Cakes for just $8.99 and get a Suet Cake Feeder free. These great deals won't last long, so save today. Plus, sign up for Menards emails to get more big savings right to your inbox.
Save big money at Menards.
People tend to describe farmers as steady and hardworking, but we're also the riskiest gamblers out there. As a farmer, my livelihood depends on the weather. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance to protect my equipment, livestock, and everything else. My local agent lives right in my community and is here for me, no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative is proud to announce that Anna C., their communications coordinator and executive assistant, has graduated from the 2024 Cooperative Leadership in Iowa program, also known as CLIP. CLIP is a prestigious year-long program designed for emerging leaders in the cooperative industry, providing participants with a comprehensive schedule of in-person, virtual, and on-demand training sessions, focusing on cultivating leadership skills and deepening the understanding of cooperative roles and responsibilities. CVEC congratulates Anna C. and all the graduates of the 2024 CLIP program.
At Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy.
That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch, deposit checks on the go, or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at C1st, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
Albia Ford is turning up the heat. For a limited time, slide into a brand new Ford for just $1 over invoice. No haggling, no hassle, just smooth savings. That's less than your morning coffee. Or that mystery meat hot dog from the gas station last week. We know. You need a fresh ride, car, truck, SUV? Just $1 over invoice. Don't snooze on this deal. It's gone in a snap. Glide on down to Albia Ford, right on Highway 5, and oh yeah, right on the money.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
I'm going to get to wrestling at 10:30 here. The sites in Pleasantville and Ballard and Waynesburg all are going to be beginning at 10 o'clock. But tonight it's going to be some basketball, so we thought we'd catch up with Coach Katie Dykes, who just came out of the South Central Conference selection meeting. And, Coach, big contest tonight. Got to do one of the most difficult things to do, and that's beat the team three times in one season.
Yep, getting Davis County tonight. It's always going to be tough when you have a conference team anyway, just because I think the excitement's high, the competition's high. You know each other really well. These kids are kind of, they know each other on and off the court a little bit, so... The good thing is it's familiar, and the bad thing is it's familiar.
Well, Coach, the familiar part is you already have a recipe to how to beat this team. So what is it, the things that you guys are talking about and things that you think you have to do tonight if you want to continue your season?
I think the last game that we played against Montezuma really gave us, I think, a good boost and some understanding of how we need to play moving forward in the postseason. And some of our focuses are going to be running the transition well, taking care of the basketball. We only had 10 turnovers, Montezuma, and one of our focuses is transition. So I was really excited about knowing that we can against any team. But against Davis County specifically, we've got to box out to their really team. So we've got to make sure that we're getting box outs and boards with them. And then, you know, you got to put the ball in the basket at the end of the day. You got to shoot the ball well and score points to win games. So I fully trust our defense is going to be there because it is every game. And so we're going to play aggressive and attack and see what we can do.
Coach, the seniors, talk a little bit about the importance for them here and knowing what's at stake for them.
Yeah, it's been a special season, you know, and I think these seniors are really proud of what they've accomplished and what the whole team's accomplished. They're great leaders, you know. Brianna Driver, she's been there for 4 years and just been a really solid piece to us this year. She's a great shooter but I think even more so, she's a really good passer. She sees the court. She chucks the ball pretty hard sometimes, but if you're watching and her teammate's there, she's going to get it to them. So that's one of the exciting things with Bree. And then Liv Sheffield, a great shooter, just a really great attitude on the court. She brings joy to the game and is just really confident, and then also great defender. And then Addie Harrington, she's been a really good leader coming in this year too, and just delivers the basketball. She's our assist leader and just has a great court vision, and then has a beautiful three-point shot as well that she gets sometimes and takes a look at. But really just overall, really solid season. Tons of tips on the ball defensively.
All right, Coach Katie Dykes, the girls will be on the action tonight. We'll have that coverage for you. Billy Stricker will bring the coverage, and we'll come back and bring you wrestling right here.